Polenkar says the current convention center is more than 40 years old, and to continue growing, the region needs a convention center for the 21st century. He says it'll be a huge project, but he has, quote, no interest in raising taxes to pay for it. The county executive says there are options.
Often you will see in other communities that they create a convention center authority to build and run the facility. We don't have a convention center authority, though we have an organization that helps make determinations of what the convention center does. But the convention center is owned by Erie County. We're the ones that invest the money in it. Other communities have these authorities that do it. Maybe that's something that we'd consider in the future with regards to a new convention center.
Polenkar says the county will also be sitting down with the Buffalo Bills when the time is right to discuss the team's plan for the county-owned football stadium in Orchard Park. The Bills' current lease expires in 3 years. There's been talk of combining a new convention center with a new stadium, but Polenkar says the county's never considered it, and he doesn't believe the Bills have either.
There's very few communities in the United States that have a combo convention facility and football stadium. They're generally separate. Why? Because the NFL wants 100% control of the facility. And if you think about it, from basically late July through now January, the football stadium is busy with the football team. Conventions like to be in on the weekends. You can't be on the weekends when you got football games. It just doesn't work well.
Polenkar says he'll be announcing the preferred site for a new convention center in Buffalo in the next month or so. Chris Kaye, WBFO News.